I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
You are listening to the National Obsession, a National League football podcast with me, Charlie Baker, and John Cadogan. There he is.
On
here
the
he
ice.
Is. Now, there
Everybody,
he is on the ice.
Hello, yes. And I have to apologise in advance.
Oh, actually, as already?
As we were starting this podcast, a man has just appeared at my window on a ladder.
Well,
I don't really know who he is. He might have been trying to break in for all I know.
Do you have a window cleaner?
No. Maybe he's just a passing National League fan. He's thought, what's that? I hear National League content. And he's just going to press his ear to the window.
Is it John Pemberton? Just go and check.
he's just taken over at AstraZeneca, I've heard, John Pemberton. Yeah. Just become the head honcho.
Yeah, just he's John Astra Pemberton.
Yeah, John Pemberton,
yeah, just got into the vaccine.
Yeah.
He's got 2 weeks worth of vaccine for the under 40s.
Yeah, he's taken over. It's coincided at a really bad time for AstraZeneca. It's a shame. It's a shame for him.
If that is John Pemberton outside, John,
yep.
Do not walk under his ladder because he would say, well, that's bad luck. But I saw the Chesterfield manager this week, John, blaming a few things that were out of his control.
Oh, was he?
Because they lost this week. First time at home with him in charge. Who is it? What's his name? We should know this.
James Rowe.
Yeah. And he was, because they got beat by Sutton, who just seemed to be beating everybody. Blamed a few other things out of his control.
Ah.
Bit of bad luck they had this week, John, the spy rights.
Well, it's almost like they've been cursed.
They are cursed, isn't it, John?
Mm.
They are cursed. We've had the builders back in again this week, John.
Oh, yeah.
It's very nice. It's a nice job, isn't it? Looks a nice job. They
it's
turn
nice
up
hours.
In. Oh, they turn up in their van, John. They look like they've had a lovely time in their van, and they turn up. They do what they want in. Well, obviously, what we'd ask them to do, not just like come round. We're building an extension, okay? They sort of got on with it. I can hear that. I can hear
I know,
the ladder.
He's really making a lot of noise, isn't he? Should I put my head out the window?
No, it's fine.
Oi.
I'm interested in who he is, what he's doing.
He I think he's doing the guttering. Not
what, what's me. Amazing is you live on the 46th floor. Long ladder, John. What a lovely joke.
The shard. He really is clanking around, isn't he?
I like it, John. God, I like it. What's he doing? Gutters, I reckon.
I think he must be doing the next door flat's gutters.
Yeah, one of the jobs we've had done is our guttering fixed and done. And I've been really looking forward to, because our gutters drip, John, and there's not it gets into your stonework if you leave it too long and it drips long. And we've left it, I'd say, 5 years, 6 years. And all the sort of damp issues, and mainly caused by the gutters. And it was like a 2-minute fix by the builders. So I've been really looking forward to it raining, John, just so I can go, oh, look at the guttering.
Look at those gutters.
Look at it. And as it rained a drop, John, since we've had it done, not one drop.
Now, I noticed going back to your builders, you did send me a picture of the mug that you'd made
the yes.
builders a brew in.
Well, now, I have this theory that builders think everybody has have rubbish mugs.
Yeah.
They must just think everybody, because no one gives the builders the good mugs. Right? Do you think builders look at people's mug drawers or mug shelves and go, why are you giving me this?
Well, maybe they just think every mug is chipped.
Who do you think I am? I've just got no hands or something. Can't hold anything. Anyway, my wife said, I'll give them the rubbish mugs. So what they normally get, John, are the Easter egg mugs.
Yeah.
They don't do mugs with Easter eggs anymore. Why is that?
No. That's a shame, isn't it? That's the sign of the times, isn't it?
But, you know, they get the Easter egg mugs or the mugs from someone's been on holiday and bought you back a mug. We've got a Budapest mug, John, for instance. Anyways, so I saw she was giving him the rubbish mugs, basically. Anyway, I looked as they left. They were very good builders. They left all their mugs in a row.
got all their mugs in a row, yeah.
On the end there, John, Natob's pod mug.
Now, let's just clarify in case Steve Smith is still listening. We're not called, that's not a rubbish mug.
That's not us. That's a great mug. I'm using it as we speak, John, in fact.
Okay, very nice.
I'm very on brand today. Mm. If this was on telly. And I said to my wife, I thought you used the... Because she loves the Natob's pod, John. She doesn't listen to it.
I know, but she's on board with it.
But it gets me out of her hair for an hour. And I said, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I couldn't find another one in there. So she trolled.
But
the Natob's pod has been trolled.
Rightly, those mugs have our Twitter handle on it, don't they? I think it says the National Obsession. Maybe the builders are listening.
Yeah, no, maybe they're in.
Maybe
now,
they went
John.
Straight
they're
home in. And thought, oh, that looks good.
Chris and Mike, who I called Mark for 4 days.
Maybe look, they could be our first builder foffs.
But yeah, there's lots of couple. Sam thinks I'm too much with the builders.
Like, tea.
Do you want some tea? Like, too much tea I'm offering. Like, I took them a biscuit, took them some biscuits and stuff. Like, saying, do we offer them lunch? I don't know. I don't know what the etiquette is, John. I didn't know what the etiquette is.
When we're having some work done, and when I lived at home, my mum used to make them bacon sandwiches.
No.
Yeah. Really elevated the. But, you know, she got a good extension.
Nicola.
Out of it,
so. Nicola is. Gammy Neil. No wonder Gammy's stuck around so long. What a catch Nicola is. Oh, actually, on Gammy Knee News, you know, my son's. He loves scootering, John, stunt scootering.
Yeah.
Picked him up the other day from the scoot park. Blood all over his face. He smashes his knees up all the... kicking his can all over the place. Anyway, landed on his knee. Didn't have his knee pads on, which are, you know, no good. But he's 14 now, John. He's got to make his own decisions. Anyway, smashed his knee up. This morning, they've got Ninja Warrior at school today. I mean...
Oh, my God.
Homeschooling has really... made the school. I said, what are they doing next?
They're really up their game, aren't they?
Yeah, what are they doing next? Strike it, Lucky.
Takeshi's Castle Day next week.
Yeah. SAS. Yeah. Are you tough enough? Anyway, got Ninja Warrior at school for comic relief this week.
Yeah, that's quite good.
And he said, I can't do it because of me knee. And he showed me his knee, and it's very, very bruised. I mean, I said, just get on with it because that's my parenting style. But he's not going to do it. He said, can you send them an email? I said, what, an email? And I thought, that's not my joke.
Yes.
That's the Natob's pod joke. And that's all to do with Gammy Knee. He will have loved that whole
really
builder's
like
chat
it.
Then. He'll have tuned in for that whole builder's chat. He's not. Gammy Knee fast forwards the National League chat. Tunes in for the cart, guttering.
Building. That whole bit last week about an old mini subframe.
I love that. It's bonus content for Gammy Knee. Anyway, John, the National League. What's in the podcast?
Well, on the podcast this week, as always, lots and lots of National League news, particularly for the guy at the ladder. I think he's tuned in especially for the National League news. I think we're going to hear from Hurst.
He'll be loving the current
things
form.
Things not going so well for the goals at the moment, and he's like the Grim Reaper. He's the harbinger of doom. So I think he's going to call up to have a good glow time.
I'm going to say, they're not going as badly as everyone's banging on about. Anyway, go on, yeah.
on a similar note,
yes.
I think we are going to... there's another episode of Agent Alan Devonshire. Agent Alan Devonshire.
Agent Alan Dowson.
That's a different...
Alan Dowson said they're going to furlough all the players. If they got knocked out the trophy, they're going to get furlough... Going to furlough all the players.
Maybe he just meant follow all the players.
Maybe he's got... Alan's just got Twitter. I would have thought furlough is a... exciting word to say in Alan Dowson's
accent. Goes on for quite a long time, doesn't it?
We've got like eight different syllables when Alan Dowson says it.
But yes, Agent Alan Devonshire, another episode of The Adventures of...
Triple Agent.
Is that not what we're saying?
We'll find out. Yeah, we'll find out.
And we've got lots of letters as well. So
oh, that's nice. That's all sounds like we can do that, knock that out in 20 minutes, John.
We can do that nicely. Excellent.
Now, my wife's just walked back in. I wonder if she's there. I wonder if she wants to explain herself on the podcast about the mug. Hang on a minute. Samantha, are you there? Would you like to come and explain yourself about something? I don't think you've... I've got a question to ask you. Now, you know you say you give the builders the rubbish mugs. One of the mugs I found with the builders the other day was the National Obsession mug. Now, I'm going to hand you the microphone now and maybe you can explain yourself.
Well, on first sighting, it looked like one of the rubbish mugs. Just the white with the big handle didn't look like one of the more delicate ones. And it wasn't till I'd made the tea that I saw your face and John's face. And then I thought... this is promoting the podcast. Maybe they'll listen. Maybe they'll look at it and maybe they'll listen.
Well dug out.
That is exactly well what dug I out. Thought as well, Sam.
And that, do you know what? She's a brilliant liar. She has been her whole life, John. No. Honestly, I am the worst liar. I cannot make anyone believe a thing I say, right? And I always bail out and go, absolutely not. No, I've completely got that wrong. I've become like Hugh Grant in like Four Weddings. Oh, yes, I'm totally sorry. Oh, yes, it's very, it's very. My wife can look you straight faced in the eye and she can get you out of any situation. She's absolutely brilliant at coming up with excuses. Right, John, come the National then. League. Give Here us some National League news.
Well, let's go back to Saturday first, shall we?
It was yeah.
Aldershot 2, Altrincham 1.
Altrincham slump.
Yes, Altrincham slumping. The goal scorer for Aldershot is someone we've not featured in a while.
Ah.
We've sort of taken it for granted.
It's nice to hear his name
but
back.
I think it's just nice to hear it because it's been
lovely.
A long time.
Here
Our
he comes.
Old friend.
Friend. Chicky Candy.
It's a terrible song, this. Isn't
it's a lovely. I was just thinking. ABBA, I was just thinking what a nice song this is.
It's not one of their greats. It's no SOS.
SOS is a good
That's
one, John.
ABBA song.
Yes, is it? You think SOS?
I think so.
Interesting call.
Although appreciating it from a musical point of view, I think Dancing Queen is an excellent piece of pop music.
Yes, well, perfect pop song, isn't it, John? I tell you what, you can have all the posh music you like at a wedding. Gets them 11:30 midnight.
Chicky Candy,
you and I know. That you've got 15 goals in you a season. But only National League level. You have found your level. Well done, Chicky Candy. I always was told that, I'm sure I've said this on the podcast before. Every time we play this, I think I say it. I was always told that Brotherhood of Man, Save All Your Kisses for Me, was number one when I was born, John. Looked it up. It's Can You Hear the Drums, Fernando by ABBA.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's a shame. Now, that is a stinker, unfortunately. elsewhere, Bromley 2, Barnet 2. I mean, literally nobody cares about that.
Okay, but we should say Tim Flowers has left.
Tim Flowers. Barnet. Gone. No sign of a gilet yet at the Hive.
The gilet is revving up.
And they're giving someone else a chance yet, and then I go, do you know what? Just call Martin. Does somebody call Martin, please?
How long do you think it is before everyone leaves it?
giving it a good go.
Really giving
Tried
it a
few other
go.
People, hasn't quite worked. Can we just call Martin Allen?
It's a bit like when you go Pizza Express and you go off your normal order.
Yes.
And you sit there thinking, I wish I'd had... The
I'm
American
glad I tried
hot.
Something different, but it's not quite as, yeah.
I wish I'd had the American hot.
Speaking of Tim Flowers, of course, his old club, Solihull Moors, they lost 1-0 at Halifax Town. Solihull Moors, as happened live on the podcast last week, Jimmy Shan left. Solihull. They've appointed Mark Yates, who, of course, left Solihull Moors to go and open a cafe.
Yeah, the old wine lodge, of course.
Piccolo's in Bewdley. It was a foff game for a while, Mark Yates' cafe. And he's back.
I was thinking why we ditched the Foff games. It's because it was too much effort, wasn't it, John?
No, it's just logistically quite difficult at the moment.
No, it was too much effort for everyone involved.
No, but yes, so Solihull Moors have brought back Mark Yates. They're winless in seven.
Ah.
17th, not that it really matters.
The Yates Wine Lodge. Tuesday we got them.
Nice opportunity for Mark to pick up a few easy points.
Come on, John. Positivity.
Yeah, positivity.
Only going positive.
Hartlepool nil.
I believe.
So that's positive.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah.
Hartlepool there. Kings Lynn nil. Sutton one.
Come on, you Linnets.
Come on, you Linnets.
They're doing their best, John.
They're trying.
They're doing their best.
They're really trying. Maidenhead to Chesterfield nil. And Wealdstone nil, Notts County one. Mark Ellis scored a goal for Notts County's debut on loan from Tranmere. Oh. What a shame. Wrexham 2, Weymouth nil. And Yeovil 2, Woking 1. And Bournemouth nil, Torquay nil. Was it the game on Saturday?
That's all right, John. Not a bad point. I mean, they hit the post twice. It was a dull old game.
We should have scored
the penalty. As he stepped up, I did think, oh, no.
Great to see a full house at Bournemouth, though, wasn't it? Really nice bit of semblance of normality there.
I tell you what, it was rocking there, wasn't it?
It was like pre-COVID. It was
unbelievable. I would say that clock end, that Bournemouth clock end, looks incredible. Did you see that stand, John? Oh, I think it looks brilliant.
Shame they haven't got any fans to put in it, really.
I know, but what a brilliant stand. Beautiful.
No, fair play. Beautiful. They were quite good. I was quite impressed with Bournemould. Tuesday night, there was a whole load more games as well. Chesterfield nil, Sutton one.
Yeah.
Goodness, they just win 1-0 Sutton. It's really annoying.
Big test for them Saturday v Stockport, John.
Yes. Kingsland 2, Hartlepool 2. So
well done, you Linnets.
Yeah, well done, you Linnets. So two draws in a row there for Hartlepool. One of the Kingsland goal scorers, I think we may have mentioned him before, Cairo Mitchell.
Tell you what, John.
It's not working too badly.
Very nice, John. It's very good.
Yep. Night boat to Cairo.
Gone up a level. Night boat to Cairo. There we are. I like the name Cairo, John. I wonder if my life would have turned out differently if I was called Cairo. I might change my name to Cairo. See if anything changes. See who I become.
To see if your general sort of luck and good fortune.
You know, I wonder what happens when people do things like that. Like, sorry, my name's Cairo now, John. Can you just introduce me as Cairo?
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. And we're here now with Cairo Baker. What? Who?
No one references it.
No one. You just have to carry on with it, do you think? Oh, my name's Cairo now? Is it? Do you think people take you aside and say, what's with the Cairo?
Is everything okay?
Is everything okay at home? Cairo. Hi, my name's Cairo. What is it? Cairo Cadogan.
It's good, isn't it?
Tell you what,
ring to it.
I'm changing your life here, John. I think just experiment with it for a year.
The old Egyptian-Irish combination.
My name's Cairo Cadogan. There'd be a lot of changes happen, John.
What do you think?
In Starbucks, what's your name? Cairo.
Cairo. Oh,
free stuff. Instant free stuff. Give it a go, Cairo. In fact, I'm going to start calling you Cairo.
Just call me
Cairo. On this podcast, we'll call you Cairo. Carry on, Cairo. Well, that sounds
a
good film, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Ooh, he's in denial. Ooh, take her up the Ganges. Ganges isn't...
It's in India, isn't
Egypt,
it?
Yeah. That's India, John. But look. It was of its time, John, that film.
Stockport 2, Barnet 1. Wrexham 2, Eastleigh 2. Dean Keats sent off in that game, did he say? Wrexham 2 is the first time their manager had ever been sent off. He had an altercation with Ben Health, the Eastleigh striker.
When is the Keats and Yates derby, John?
That's lovely.
When is Wrexham Solihull? That's soon, isn't it?
That's very nice.
There's a Morrissey song, isn't there? A Smith song. Maybe sunny days where I go to wed a happy, I'm going to meet you at the cemetery gates. Keats and Yates are on your side, while Oscar Wilde is on mine.
Someone will know.
We want that. Is this it?
Yeah.
What's it called, John?
Cemetery Gates.
Cemetery Gates. Here it comes.
There you go.
There it is. Keats and Yates are on your side, while Oscar Wilde is on mine. I mean, what's he on about, John?
Just quickly whiz through the results. Halifax 1, Aldershot 0.
Yeah, good.
Bournemouth 2, Notts County 2. So quite a good result for the goals and the promotion.
Champions League, race. Champions elect. Champions elect Notts County, John.
Bournemouth's fourth straight draw as well. Oh, blimey. Boredom Wood.
Yes. And with all those attackers as well. With all those brilliant attackers.
Dagenham 1, Weymouth 1, Woking 1, Altrincham 1. Always good to see Ben Goering give away a last-minute penalty, which got Altrincham a point in that game. Yeovil 1, Bromley 2, and Maidenhead 4, Torquay 1.
Yeah, do you think Nat Blizzett gave anyone any mortgage advice while he was absolutely hammering our defence?
I've now cancelled my mortgage plan.
Do you think as he was absolutely smashing our defence apart and scoring brilliant goals, he was going, I can get you a fixed rate for 25 years!
Only 10%.
10%? Don't pay 10%, John. Right, it was a terrible performance, but it's been coming, and I think it's good for the team in the long run, because it sort of draws a line under that slump, right? And we weren't good. But I think Gary put his hands up and said, playing players in the wrong positions. Through necessity, because everyone's injured, we just got no form. There's just no confidence. The confidence is gone. It looks like the cockiness we had, which was a good cockiness, has turned into a bit of lazy arrogance. And hard work beats talent every time. And that's what Maidenhead had.
Yep.
They had hard work, John. And also, this is now a skewed league because no one's going down. And so, teams in the bottom half can just absolutely go for it. So Maidenhead could just go for it as much as they wanted because they're not going to do anything. So they don't have to worry about going down. So they can just attack. So it doesn't actually matter if they lose. And so the teams at the top are going to struggle, as you'll find, like Hartlepool 2, Kings Lynn 2. Was that it? Kings Lynn 2, Hartlepool 2?
Yeah.
I'm utterly confident that if we can get one or two of the players out and play people in their proper positions, then...
And if we can finish the season on a bit of a roll.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Look, it might be the playoffs now. It's possibly more likely. But if we can get into the playoffs on a bit of momentum, we've still got a chance.
But John, Sutton lose the next two, we win the next two. That is it. Absolutely game on. We're still third with two games in hand on Hartlepool. It's not like we've slumped down to 10th or something. We're third. But they're not going to go up, John. Sutton.
Well, I've said it. They're not. Up a little bit.
I know, John.
To the Wolves team of 1989 Sherpa Van Trophy.
All they're doing is some simple planning of.
They announced what they were going to do in the event of promotion in their 3G pitch, because of course they aren't allowed in the Football League. And you
rip
said
it up.
You said it had echoes of Wolves booking their accommodation for the final before they played us.
I was just going fishing, John, and I called a few, so it was nice. Gonna rip it up. Who's that? Little Richard. Put Little Richard, rip it up on, John, about the Sutton United pitch. Let's have a bit of music this week. It's nice, isn't it? Come on.
Special, isn't it?
It's come on, rip it up. Here we go. Sutton United and their pitch. Woo! Try to see. The heart says go, go. Half a time, but it's Saturday night. Baby, I feel fine. I'm gonna rip it up.
I'm gonna rip it up. I'm gonna shake it out.
Imagine being Little Richard, John.
Little Richard Money.
Oh, there we are. This is the National Obsession with me and Cairo Cadogan.
The National Obsession.
You are listening to the National Obsession with me, Charlie Baker, and Cairo Cadogan. And it's time for the continuing adventures of Agent Alan Devonshire.
Send him in. What was my PA's name again? I can't remember. Susan. Send in Devonshire.
All right, me old sparrow.
Devonshire.
All right, geezer.
Devonshire, I have no time for pleasantries today.
Take a seat. What's your problem, me old cocker?
Devonshire, you've forgotten the number one rule of espionage.
What's that? Put on a Cockney accent, even though you say, I can drop it in here, can't I? Right. What's the matter here?
Yes, stop that ludicrous accent at once. Now, Devonshire, you've ignored the number one rule of espionage. You disregarded my direct orders to lose to Torquay United. Now explain yourself.
Well, I could see that you'd be cross about it, but I'm being a triple agent here.
A triple agent?
Because some of me players, they'd worked me out that I was a double agent. They worked out that I was working for Torquay United. Nathan Blissett, Daniel Sparks, all Torquay moles, of course. in the Maidenhead team. Everyone was getting suspicious. So I thought, I'm going to win this game and I'm going to win it well, which I did, 4-1. Absolutely smashed them. It was good to put one over on me, Masters. But looking ahead, this is when it will come true. Saturday the 15th of May. Maidenhead United versus Sutton United. That's the day we beat them, and that's the day Torquay United will win the league.
Well, you better hope so, Devonshire, because you let yourself down on Tuesday night.
I don't think I let myself down. I think we played absolutely beautifully. What? So you see that first goal? Absolutely cracking, wasn't it?
It was sublime football.
I should be higher. I should have the West Ham job. Be absolutely beautiful to go back to West Ham, wouldn't it? Do you see my hat? Did my hat look nice? Made it look easy.
I wasn't watching the game. I was watching MasterChef, unfortunately.
them a good plate of food.
Now, Devonshire, you just make sure that you beat Sutton on the 15th of May and any other of Torquay United's promotion rivals if you can.
You mark my words. 15th of May is the time. Monday the 3rd of May, Maidenhead United v Wrexham. We'll beat them.
Do not let us down. Your country needs
Saturday the 8th of May, Hartlepool away. We'll beat them. Maidenhead, Notts County, 11th of May, we'll beat them. 15th of May, Maidenhead, Sutton United, we'll beat them. We got them all in May. May is the time. You mark my words. Special Agent Devonshire, out. See you later, me old Cockney speller.
You don't get to end this meeting, I do.
Goodbye.
The National Obsession.
Hello, Hearst Undertaking Services Limited, PLC.
Oh, hello there. Oh, sorry, you sound like my friend Brian.
I don't know. Who's Brian? Who is this?
Oh, hello there.
Identify yourself.
I've got this, not quite the customer service I thought.
No, I'm sorry. I've got to be very respectful, haven't I? This is my deepest condolences, kindest sympathies your Strudel Hearst was on.
Hello. I've got some terribly sad news. Is my friend Roger O'Brien has died.
Oh, no. Roger O'Brien?
Yes, that's his name. Roger O'Brien. That's his surname, O'Brien. I can't remember which one I am. So, I think I'm Roger. You're Roger, aren't you?
I'm Hearst.
You're Hearst. Hello, Hearst. Hello, yes. I'd like to book the Hearst, please. I've got some terribly sad news. My friend Roger sadly passed away with rage on Tuesday night at about 9:15.
That is very sad. Can I ask, if that's the case, is he a Torquay United fan?
You're laughing. This doesn't feel like they're a very respectful service.
Is he a Torquay United fan, by any chance?
He is indeed.
Oh dear. I told you all, well not you directly, I told everybody to be careful what you wish for when you sack Gary Hours. You don't know what you're getting yourself into. You didn't listen to me. You've got that shyster Gary Johnson and now
bloody
look
hell.
Where you are.
This is disrespectful. Bloody hell.
Anyway, now I've got that off my chest. I'm having a good laugh. Johnson out. What?
Not Johnson out. Bloody hell. Hearst. Right,
what sort of...
Much availability at the moment in the day, so you've all I've got, Hearst.
I can certainly work something out. We can have Roger in flowers on the side of Hearst on one side, or Brian on the other.
Whichever one it is.
Bloody hell. We can
bloody
have
hell.
That in
bloody
flowers
hell.
Somewhere.
I think he'd like bloody hell in flowers. Bloody hell! What, how much are the flowers?
And as a special service just for you, I can get Josh Umera to drive the hearse.
Bloody hell, Umera!
Walk in front of the hearse if you want.
Bloody hell, Umera! You only came on for 2 minutes, but it's your bloody fault, this! We're 4 down, Umera! Bloody hell! Oh, hang on a minute. Hang on a minute. He's just texted. Call it off. Roger O'Brien's just texted me. He's absolutely fine. I was just assuming he died. I was assuming he got so cross that he died. He's not dead. I don't need your hearse. Bloody hell!
The National Obsession.
You are listening to the National Obsession with me, Charlie Baker, and Cairo Cadogan, and it's time for Letters from a Listener.
When you go, will you send back a letter from a listener?
Any letters, John?
Three letters.
Three letters. A few.
Flipping letters.
A few letters.
We begin with Michael Ashley. Now, you might remember.
Mike Ashley from Sports Direct.
Mike Ashley from Sports Direct. During last week's episode of the podcast, news broke live that Solihull had sacked their manager. We asked what the hell is going on at Solihull Moors, and we speculated.
What is going on at Solihull Moors?
We thought we had a Solihull Moors fan who listened to us and occasionally contributed, and Michael Ashley has been in touch. He says,
here
hi,
he
John.
Is.
And
hi.
Charlie. I heard you mention, Cairo and Charlie. I heard you mention on the last episode that you used to have a Solihull Moors fan listen.
Yes.
I think that was me, as I've emailed a few times and came on the newsletter a few months ago to talk about being a postman. I remember coming on.
The Pooh's letter, what a Mike.
To answer the question about Solihull Moors, I have absolutely no idea what's going on at Solihull Moors either.
Nobody
if anyone
does.
If anyone finds out, can you please let us all know? On the ice,
that,
Michael.
That on the ice to you, Michael. Thank you for the letter. Is Michael a foff, John?
He's not a foff, no.
Well, he is now. He's going to be a foff now, John, because he's sent us. We answered the call.
Kadoosh.
That's a new way into being a foff. If you answer the call, if we put out a clarion siren for you and you answer the call, chugunk, instant foffdom.
Foff 44.
Chugunk.
There he is.
44. There we are. Well done.
Well done, Mike.
Well done, Mike. Well, the thing is, we could have answered it ourselves. I know. Imagine that. 70% off a Slazenger cricket bat.
A big mug.
massive mug. Yeah, the Builders. The Builders didn't get the Sports Direct mug, John.
No.
Builders got the flipping Nat Obbs Pod mug. They're very rare. We don't do merch. That could have got smashed, John.
Could have done.
By a bit of falling roof.
It's almost priceless.
Guttering.
Anyway, thank you very much, Mike.
On the ice to you, Mike Ashley.
Do let us know.
Nobody knows,
John.
I'd
also like to know if Mike's been to Piccolo's in Bewdley. To Mark Yates' cafe.
Oh, yes, Piccolo's. Wonder if he's going to be running the cafe at the same time.
Yeah. 443 has been in touch. Mike's predecessor, Gary Head.
Ah, I thought you said predator then. Mike's predator, Gary Head.
He says, I just turned off BT Sport during halftime of the Torquay United at Boring Wood game to listen to what
stuff.
Dave and Ray had to say. And Ray is not doing the Torquay United commentary.
Oh.
I think you've ruined it for him, or perhaps he's gone back to his old stomping ground.
We haven't ruined it. We haven't ruined it for him.
Well, he's having it's the weekend off, actually, Dave.
It's a little time off. We all need a little break now and again. Thought I'd spend some time in the bay.
Not going on holiday, of course, at the moment.
Down to Babbacombe. Can't go down at the moment, of course, because of the old COVID situation.
No fans, though, of course.
Missing Horn Church.
No crowds at Babbacombe Beach.
Of course, there's no crowds at the moment, Dave. And once the crowds came back, you know, they'd have enjoyed that. What a shame there's no crowds.
Anyway, well, I hope Ray's okay. I'd find out.
He has time off now and again, John.
Does
he? He lets Patrick do one. Normally on the games.
Was it the tinkler, was it?
Normally on the games that a bit far away. I know it's. Anyway, and the ball goes out of play.
And Gary adds, as a PS, your new Nottingham County fan, Chris Q, who contacted me last week, can't help but hope his wife is called Barbie.
Oh, well, Barbie Q. Joke. I'm sure she's never heard that.
Surely Barbara would have been better. Barbara Q.
Why?
Sort of works. Well, who's called Barbie?
Barbecue, isn't it?
Yeah, but Barbara works just as well, and it's an actual name.
Barbie. Barbie's called Barbie.
Okay. Well, whatever.
You think, well, wow, what a lovely reaction to that letter, John. Cairo's really, really upped his, got an attitude. Cairo Cadogan's got a bit of an attitude. Whatever.
That's what happens
don't
now
care
Cairo.
About the National League. 134 episodes in. Don't care.
Thank
who
you
was that?
Much.
Who was that from?
Gaz Head, Gary Head.
Thanks, Gary Head, for 43 on the ice to you. Lovely, lovely stuff.
And a new contributor to finish us off.
Good news.
Chris Cochran.
Okay, Chris.
Says, dear.
On the ice to you, Chris.
Yeah, Chris.
Okay, yeah.
Dear John.
No fans in, of course. down to Babbacombe Bay.
Dear John and Charlie, on the ice to you both. Just
on the ice to you.
To the latest podcast where you mentioned, Charlie, that you were interested in a blue and yellow mini ice cream van.
Yes. I've not gone down.
Any update yet on the purchase?
No update. My sister-in-law, Jo, regular listener, of course, and it was her birthday last week. We didn't wish her a happy birthday, John.
Birthday,
we should have. Happy, big, big, birthday for her as well, so that's nice. Happy birthday to you, Joe. I sent her a card, John. Good fun, this, actually. You can do this on Moonpig. I sent her a card from me, Gary Johnson, and the lads.
Fraudulent, I think that is. anyway, he says, yes, you're interested.
I didn't follow up the mini ice cream van, no, John. It's £25,000.
It's a lot of money.
What sort of fool?
You've got the builders in.
I got the builders and can't afford that.
He says, anyway, Chris says, this reminded me of my second ever car, a mid-70s Mark II Ford Capri.
Oh, lovely.
I was in urgent need of a car, and even though it was priced up a little high at £250, I fell in love. It was obviously originally yellow, but someone had hand-painted the bottom half blue.
People used to do that, hand-paint cars.
Yeah. Liberally applied with a 4-inch brush. The only thing it didn't have was the white-walled tyres, which would have completed the look.
Lovely.
The wonky two-tone horn did, however, seal the deal. It made its debut away to Hereford, bedecked in scarves, dangling out the windows, full of balloons and ripped-up yellow pages. We pulled into town, and lo and behold, driving through the centre, we came across the Torquay team bus outside the hotel, and the team was just getting off. Of course, the horn was liberally tooted, scarves were waved, and yellow pages chucked. We thought we were such lads that we went back for a second flypast.
Lovely
all
stuff.
All the locals were looking at the spectacle, cars flashing us, blurring their horns as we waved back.
This is a brilliant letter.
It was only after going past the coach again to the bottom of the road that we realised we were going the wrong way up a 2-lane, 1-way street and immediately clogged up the town centre.
Just traffic news now. It's just got to turn into traffic news.
About 30-year-old traffic news. There,
clogging up
the old town centre. We had great...
You've got it, John. You've absolutely smashed it.
It's just that in the old Essex twang.
Yeah, very good. You've really got the niche impression down.
We had great away days in the Torquay mobile that season, even though we spent more hours on the hard shoulder than Olaf Kazelin with a cruciate ligament injury.
Come on, Olaf.
Anyway,
that's a great letter.
Thank you
letter.
Very much, Chris Cochran.
Yeah, great. I once saw a bloke with a Capri, right? And he went, it was just one of those random meet-up. I didn't know who he was or any of that. I must have been sort of 12, 13.
Yeah.
This is in Newton Abbot. And I saw this bloke in a Capri, and he was like really proud of it. And I was with my mates, and someone went, "I've got a long bonnet." And he went, "Yeah, good for shagging on." So that's all I can ever think when I see a Capri.
What a lovely way to end.
Let us know. Let's have your Torquay United themed cars. That's always good. You know, I don't know if you'll beat my Tony Beddo bought my mum's yellow Punto story, but you know.
I think the Undertaker in Brixton with the had a Torquay United number plate mentioned that before.
Oh yes, I've always considered.
TUFC.
Always considered that. Maybe one day, John. Not that that's your name. Your name is now Cairo Cadogan from now on, of course. What a lovely bunch of letters. If Cairo, if they want to send us some letters, how do they go about it?
They go, nationalobsession @gmail.com or tweet us at NatObsPods.
Lovely. I love that stuff. Lovely to see everybody on Twitter. Up the goals, keep the faith. And there's loads of games still to go. We've got about 15 billion games, a million points still to go. Loads of players to come back. The goals are going up. Absolutely. Now you're going to believe us. The goals are going up on the ice.
On the ice.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.